Are you up to date on technology?
Do you have some tech news you'd like to share with us?
Jerry in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What specific components such as CPU, RAM would you look for in a high performance desktop PC in today's world?
On the air everywhere.
Tim in Detroit, Michigan.
I want to know if you have any information about 5G on cellular phones.
This is Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline.
Here in Buffalo, Missouri.
I found an app. It's pretty handy. I'm a little hard of hearing. The wife hears very good. She's always telling me to turn the TV down. It's T-U-N-I-T-Y. Scan your television with the app. It finds the channel you're watching and plays on your phone.
Dalton in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, Dalton.
Aside from malware and viruses, what would be the better computer for everyday user?
Join us by calling right now, 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686.
Into Tomorrow continues, and we hope you join us at intotomorrow.com regularly. Roger in Anchorage, Alaska, welcome Into Tomorrow.
I have a DirecTV, and I wanted to copy some TV shows onto just a regular recorder that I could take them with me. How would I be able to do that?
Well, Roger, you wouldn't, not legally anyway, under the DMCA or the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Fair use copies are permitted under certain circumstances, but courts have ruled that time shifting is fair use, whereas library building is not. That means that recording something today to watch on your DVR tomorrow or the next day, whatever, is fine, but recording and then keeping forever a whole library of recorded movies or TV shows is considered piracy and not allowed. It's also expected that the recording will come from you, so you can't download a show from a shady website as a way to time shift.
Yeah, the whole thing is complicated, but their thinking is that you're not buying the content like you would if you bought a DVD. You're just paying a flat fee to rent whatever you happen to want to watch on TV. So it doesn't belong to you in your private library since it's not yours. So if you want to copy your DirecTV shows to another DVR so that you can keep them, that's not allowed.
And Roger, if you don't plan to leave DirecTV, you can just use their app to watch shows and access your DVR when you're away from home. But if your concern is how to keep this stuff if you break the contract, Roger, you ain't doing that. Sorry.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. They're not going to let you. And in this case, it's not DirecTV that's just not letting you. It's against the law.
Right, and that brings up another good point really quick, because I just dumped Comcast at home, but over the last couple of years, we had purchased TV shows and movies on the Comcast service, which is great because you have it to watch the whole time. But then when you drop that service, you lose all that stuff you purchased. So.
Blame Clinton, Roger.
Yeah, that's true. That's how that works. Intotomorrow.com. We'll meet you there.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your app store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.